In case you haven't heard, the Seattle Seahawks do face the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl this Sunday. Flags bearing the number 12 draped all over the city. Everywhere you look, people are decked out in blue and lime green. David Hyde is bedecked. The team is in New Jersey. Fans rallied yesterday at the Seattle Center, and now all we can do is wait. So how will it go? Mike Pesca covers sports for National Public Radio. He says the Seahawks do have a reason to be nervous about Sunday.
Oh, they're facing the greatest offense in the history of the NFL. If they weren't nervous, they'd be stupid. But the greatest offense in the history of the NFL has not faced a defense as good as Seattle's is.
So if the Seahawks defense should be a little nervous, what about the Peyton Manning offense, though? Are they loose and carefree?
Actually, I would say they don't seem to be at all in a different mindset than they are every week. And while Peyton Manning has a good sense of humor, I would not call him carefree. In fact, he's the most careful guy ever. I was having this discussion with someone. I think, and it was in the context of, you know, the merits of football and should people feel conflicted for being football fans because it's such a violent sport. And I pointed out that even though a lot of sports have an intellectual aspect, if you look at players, yes, Greg Maddux is a very cerebral pitcher, perhaps the epitome of cerebral. And yet the amount of thinking, strategizing that he has to do at every play, it pales in comparison to what Peyton Manning does. Certain tennis players are really smart, but they institute a game plan and they do change on the fly. But the amount of thought, the quality of the thought, how many things Peyton Manning has to think about before every play just blows every other athlete out of the water, and I think that's one of the great aspects of football.
What about Russell Wilson? He's a pretty cool cat.
Totally like Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson could be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in all the stats that people like to talk about with quarterbacks. You know, how many yards he throws for in a game, how many touchdowns he throws for. He does throw very, very few interceptions, but that's actually part of that is because he's good and he's skilled and he doesn't throw the ball around, but it's really part of the Seahawks game plan. And so I think that Russell Wilson is a game manager, a great, efficient game manager for the Seahawks. That phrase has come to be a roundabout insult almost in the NFL. You call a quarterback a game manager when he doesn't have the great skills, but maybe his virtue is that he makes few mistakes. Russell Wilson does make few mistakes, but he also puts the Seahawks in an excellent position to win with his legs and with the decision he makes. So I think if we could kind of reclaim the phrase game manager and say, what's the best version of game manager, Russell Wilson might be it.
Mike Pesca covers sports for National Public Radio. The Super Bowl is played on neutral ground. You sort of think it's going to be neutral. When the Seahawks played in Pittsburgh and in Detroit in 2005, it felt like a Steelers game. Mike Pesca, what do you think? Is the 12th man going to show up in New Jersey?
Well, I mean, there's so many corporate swells that you can't really expect any team to have a huge home field advantage. But, of course, the Seahawks have been found to have the greatest home field advantage in the NFL. There are a lot of reasons for that. A lot of credit goes to how loud the fans are, measured louder than all these indoor stadiums. I have a theory about that. I think the reason Seattle's so good at home is that they're actually a lot better football team than their road record would indicate. I think they're hurt more than anyone by travel. And when they go east, really even when they go up and down the West Coast, you know, they have to travel further. Every team from Seattle, this is true for, has to travel further than any other team in their league. And so I think that sort of artificially depresses not only our perception of how good most Seattle teams are, but actually, you know, it artificially depresses what they how well they play on most Sundays. But for a Super Bowl, when you have 2 weeks to acclimate to the travel, well, it's actually 1 week, but they get into town a lot earlier than they do in a regular week. I say wipe that off the map. So I think that I don't know if they'll be playing as well as they usually do at home, but I think that they won't have the road disadvantage that they usually have, not just because it's a neutral site, but because travel isn't going to take the same toll out of them that it usually does during the regular season.
Mike Pesca covers sports for National Public Radio. Who are you picking to win?
I think it'll be Seattle. I do. I think that I know that when the line opened in Las Vegas, Seattle was a slight favorite, which to me told me that the experts who try to predict which team really will win, but they also take into account where they think the public's going to bet, thought that Seattle was the better team. But so many people started betting on the Broncos. They're really popular to bet on because they had a very successful year and rewarded people who bet on them all year, that now the Broncos are a slight favorite. I don't think that that reflects what maybe statistics or computer models or experts would say. That reflects that the Broncos are such a popular team to bet on. And the other thing I would point out is Seattle's really good at getting the other team to turn it over. The Broncos have been turning it over a little bit. And in the history of the Super Bowl, 47 games before this year, the team that has won the turnover battle has won every game except four. Now, there are, I think, eight games that there were an even number of turnovers. So I do think Seattle will get more turnovers. With their plus minus, however you want to call it, their plus minus will be better. They'll have more takeaways than giveaways, and I think that highly correlates to success.
Final score?
Oh, come on, man. I got to predict the game and give it 24-20.
You heard it here first. NPR reporter Mike Pesca predicts a Seahawks victory on Sunday, 24-20. Pesca hopes to hang up and listen. It's a sports podcast from Slate. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherer.